know all. I know Blaze is wrong. Ain't got no home. I know Blaze is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, keeping you up to date and on track to the final destination of home ownership. REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We assist home buyers and homeowners maintain the American dream of home ownership, and we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH is 855-48-REACH. That's 855-48-REACH. Or you can dial 855-487-3224. Or visit our website at reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. We know that this year can be the year you become a homeowner. And all you have to do to get started is let the REACH staffers and counselors do their job. They have the latest information about how you can benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge you need to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, Shane Turner joins us with the latest information about the newest qualified mortgage programs. Then one of the newest REACH staffers will tell us about the best programs REACH has to offer you in 2014. And just to let you know, there is another new addition to the REACH family, but she won't be making it to work for another 18 years or so. REACH Radio welcomes Cassandra Lee Wood, born December the 28th, to Kenesha Wood, one of REACH's top counselors. Congratulations, Mom and Dad. I know you've got your job and your work cut out for you. And of course, REACH Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at REACH can make this house your home. Right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, REACH Radio's substitute teacher and full-time news producer, Steve Cody. Steve, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, Alan. Here's today's REACH Radio news headlines. The new qualified mortgage and ability to repay rules tend to incite images of a tightly constricted and heavily regulated mortgage market, but that's not the case. REACH Radio's first guest today, Shane Turner, is going to fill us in on the details of the new qualified mortgage. He'll be with us in about 8 minutes.
Great.
South Florida short sellers will face a major tax hit as the expiration of the Federal Debt Relief Act could burn some homeowners. We'll have details on that. Plus, real estate experts are calling it a rental fraud scheme of epic proportions. About 50 families in Martin, Palm Beach, and St. Lucie counties have allegedly been swindled out of $8 million. We've got some tips on how you can protect yourself from swindles like this. Also, new residential construction on both Florida coasts is booming, and sales of new homes are going up as prices rise. It's great news for everybody in South Florida who's already a homeowner. We'll have details of these and other stories on the half hour. And listen for our guest, Shane Turner, on the qualified mortgage rules. This is something brand new, and it's coming up in about 8 minutes. Back to you there, El Jefe.
And housing heffy. I like it. When we return, our first guest expounds his knowledge on qualified mortgages. And a little later on the show, Carlton Thompson will tell us what may be eating your lawn this spring. So stay with us. REACH Radio is about to rearrange the furniture of life right before your very eyes.
Ain't got no home. I know baby.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let REACH work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at REACH are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a REACH certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Here to tell you about the all-new Reach membership program. You know, they say membership has its privileges and advantages. Well, they are right. Now Reach has a special membership program that will save home buyers money while qualifying for your new home. Here's what the annual membership includes. All the classes that Reach teaches, like foreclosure and modification counseling, post-modification counseling, a six-hour first-time home buyers workshop, you know, that's a $35 value, 2 hours of one-on-one counseling, another $25 value, 1 hour of back-to-work education, yet another $35 value, 1 hour of mortgage products training, you know, that covers FHA, VA, conventional and hybrid reverse mortgage loans, a $35 course there. Post-purchasing home repair and training, another $35 course, and 1 hour of budgeting classes, another $35 value. A 1 hour class of landlord law. Now, that will help you out if you think your landlord might be doing something funny, and that's another $35 value, and an hour of fair housing classes. Plus, here's the bonus, you get 2 free credit checks a year. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable education homebuyer programs, you would normally pay $235. But for a limited time, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners, that's you, the Reach membership program for only $99. You heard it right, $99. That's a $136 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and enroll. You could call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-REACH, 855-487-3224. Most of these HUD-approved programs are absolutely necessary for you to qualify for our home ownership programs. The information gained by attending these classes will help you understand the home buying process and assist you in purchasing that home that you've been waiting for. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. The toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Well, our first guest is the senior mortgage banker with Supreme Lending in Delray Beach, Florida. He's been closing loans and opening doors for South Florida homebuyers for more than 12 years. He specializes in FHA, VA, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae loans, and is the local 203K loan guideline expert. Shane Turner, welcome to Reach Radio.
Hey, Alan, how are you, sir? Thank you for having me.
We're having a great day in sunny South Florida here. Hey, I see that you're a member of the 2013 President's Club, responsible for over 20 million funded loans last year. Hey, what did you have to do to accomplish all that?
Well, lots of referrals and doing a great job for clients here and referral-based business. That was a little over 105 loan transactions last year. As you mentioned before, I specialize in loans anywhere from $50,000 to $2 million, and that could be first-time home buyers, second-time home buyers, or all types of loans.
Yeah, I know. The last time I took out a $2 million loan, it was a snap.
Just looking for a pulse, right?
That's about it. You know, I also see that you're an Angie's List Super Service Award winner. What's that entail?
Well, everybody knows who Angie's List is. She's about every third commercial on television now.
That's right.
And that was just, I was nominated by my past clients as doing a great job, and they recommended me to their other peers on Angie's List also. It's a great place to get reviews and, you know, what type of professional that you're working with.
Well, we know how these things work, and you have just one person that's not happy, and everybody thinks it's the end of the world, but to be an award winner for super service, you must be doing things right.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, not a problem. You're also a direct lender. To whom do you borrow from, and just exactly what does a direct lender mean?
Well, we're agency direct, which means we're Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac direct lender, and Supreme Lending is a mortgage banker. We're a $4 billion lender, so we have about 60 investors that buy our loans, and being a direct lender lets us have a few different loan programs, and we specialize in loan programs that other big banks don't have, or if they do, they may not be good at.
I got you. Well, supremelending.com is your website. That's SupremeLending.com. Or you can contact Shane Turner at 561-289-2077. So you specialize in the 203, is it?
203K loan, yeah. It's an FHA loan that you're able to build some of the repair cost into the loan. And, you know, Palm Beach County, Broward County have two of the highest vacancy rates of homes in the country. And what happens when you have foreclosures? They stay vacant. Typically, they get vandalized, appliances stolen. And we're able to finance some of those repairs of those homes that have some bumps or scrapes on them. Not a lot of lenders do the 203K loan. Matter of fact, if you ever ask a real estate professional or another lender, they'll tell you that they never close. But for me, it's been an advantage because borrowers working with me are able to look at houses and free up some inventory, where if they're not working with the right lender, you know, they may not have that opportunity to do that.
Right. Now, let me understand so that the folks listening are clear on this. Now, this is if you get into a home that has the refrigerator was stolen, the sinks are gone, everything's messed up. You don't get that repaired.
Roof repairs, things like that.
Right, roof repairs. All that happens after you close the loan, right? That money is, what, added into the loan amount?
Correct. And the home has to appraise for after the repair value. So essentially, if you have a home that is listed on the market for $100,000, but it needs a new roof, and the roof repair is going to cost $20,000, essentially the home has to appraise for $120,000 after the repairs are done. So that's
right.
The magic with that loan.
Right. Okay. And who qualifies for that?
Any home buyer that's calling that home their first time, or excuse me, their primary residence, typically, you know, they don't want you to have another FHA loan. But most buyers buying a home using an FHA loan will qualify for this house.
Right. I think that's what we're looking at anyway, just helping people get into their first home. And by the way, folks, just to let you know, and I know you've heard me say this before, a first-time home buyer, according to HUD, is someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. So that's sort of like a little forgiveness program there, right?
Correct.
All right. What's the qualified mortgage? What's that all about?
Well, this is a new rule that was implemented starting yesterday, and a qualified mortgage is a rule that was created by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it applies to the mortgage lending industry. And starting yesterday, January 10th, all lenders must assess the borrower's ability to repay for virtually all closed-in residential mortgages, also known as the ability to repay rule. All qualified mortgages are presumed to, you know, comply with this requirement. So this is, in a nutshell, lending guidelines tightening up as of yesterday for most conventional loans.
Right, and I'm assuming that's because of the crash that we had in 2008. And I think back then, if they put a mirror under your nose, if it fogged up, you got the loan. Is that right?
Yeah, this is definitely part of the Dodd-Frank Act. So as we go through, there were some more recent changes also that we'll talk about in a little bit regarding FHA.
Right. Well, what are some of the product feature requirements of a QM loan? I guess qualified mortgage, we should call it.
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, no risky features like negative amortization, interest only, or balloon loans. They want a maximum loan term is less than or equal to 30 years, so no more of those 40- or 50-year term loans. And the big thing is the debt-to-income requirement of 43% or less will apply to all loans that are not GSE eligible to be purchased, guaranteed, or insured by a GSE, which is government-sponsored enterprise.
Thank you.
Of course, FHA, VA,
right.
And USDA.
Right. Well, we have a lot of acronyms in our daily lives today. So GSE is government-sponsored enterprise.
Yes, and that's a financial services corporation that was created by the United States Congress, and their intended function was to enhance the flow of credit to targeted sectors of the economy, such as the housing sector. And two of the more recognizable GSEs are the Federal National Mortgage Association, also known as Fannie Mae,
right.
And the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, also known as Freddie Mac.
I hear that there's some talk that they want to privatize Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Is that true?
Been a lot of talk about that, taking it to the private sector. It's yet to be determined, but we'll see where we go heading into 2014. But they do play a very important role, you know, in the housing sector.
Well, just as an opinion-based kind of deal, how do you feel about that? What do you think it should be, privatized or just leave it with the government?
You know, I don't know if the government should be in the home loan business, but that's not for me to determine that. We'll just see where we head into going. You know, anytime you have free markets or privatization, you know, maybe there's a little bit more competitiveness. We'll just see how it works out.
Right. Oh, just looking for your opinion. I wasn't looking for an official statement. And I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No problem.
Which loans do QM apply to? I know there's a bunch of, you said Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, are they all part of that group?
Well, generally, it applies to all closed-in residential mortgage for which the application is taken on or after January 10th, which was yesterday. So essentially, if you applied for a mortgage today, you'd have to adhere to the new QM rules. The rule excludes HELOCs, which are home equity lines of credit, and it would also exclude reverse mortgages, temporary construction, or vacant land loans.
Okay. Well, it seems like they finally figured it out. You know, we had problems with the way we were doing it before, so they changed it around.
Change it around a little bit. You know, there are going to be some exceptions to it. I mentioned to you before about a government-sponsored enterprise, and those would be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and those would be working with a direct lender who sells directly to those two, and they might be exempt from some of the requirements from QM, such as the debt ratio and things like that. So very important to align yourself working with a direct lender, somebody who specializes in just mortgages and not necessarily a big vanilla bank who might be good at only one product or not specialize in multiple ones.
Right. I think this is a specialized market. Now, folks, this doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to get a loan anymore. It just means that the qualifications are a little tighter and probably what they should have been in the first place, right?
Well, FHA, no real big changes here except for the maximum loan amount. You're still going to be able to purchase a home for the 3.5% down. You're still going to, you know, be able to get gift funds to purchase a home. The qualified mortgage is more so going to affect conventional loans. FHA, the big story here that I think nobody's really talking about is the maximum loan amount in Palm Beach and Broward County just changed from $423,750 to $345,000. I'm curious to see how that's going to affect our market going forward in 2014. You know, that means if you're a seller selling a home for $375,000, you know, it's going to be hard for a borrower to get an FHA loan in that loan size.
Right, so they have to go into the conventional market there.
Yeah, your buyer pool shrunk by maybe 50%. So interesting to see what will happen in that upper price point going forward.
Great. Well, we have to take a little break right now. Shane, would you mind hanging around for a second? We'll pick up after the spot.
Not at all, Alan. Thank you.
Great. Well, after the break, Shane Turner will give us a sneak preview of what's to come for 2014. Then our Spotlight Home of the Week features a house that can easily become your home. So don't go back. We'll be right away.
Ain't got no
home. You have a heart because you know what happened to your neighbors. REACH is a tax-deductible, HUD-approved organization. Their funding comes from HUD, corporate sponsors, and individual donors like you. They're here to help those in need with their trained counselors, certified in home buyer training, reverse mortgages, credit rebuilding, and foreclosure prevention. They've helped families stay in their homes, stabilizing community. They've placed families in homes throughout Florida. If you can help, even a small donation goes a long way with this group. REACH is highly regulated and audited, and your donations are tax-deductible and will be used for community stabilization. 85% of all donations given to REACH are from people like you. Give of your funds, your time, and your support. It will keep your property values high and help restore a family. Check us out at reachforhousing.org. Email us at housing@reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. Or call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy. Joining us on the phone right now is Shane Turner. He's the senior mortgage banker with Supreme Lending right here in Delray Beach, Florida. And he's been closing loans and opening doors for South Florida homebuyers for more than 12 years. He specializes in FHA, VA, Freddie Mac, Fannie Mae, and all the loans that everybody needs to have to get into a house. Shane, thanks for spending your time with us today and hanging around for the second half.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
All right. Well, how about a little sneak preview about what's to come for 2014? What's happening with the South Florida housing market?
Be interesting to see. As you know, inventory is very limited here in South Florida. So as I mentioned before, you know, working with the right mortgage professional to have the right loan programs to free up some inventory is a must. Interest rates are starting to tick up a little bit. As you know, the Fed stopped buying these mortgage-backed securities as part of the quantitative easing, and they're slowing that down to the tune of about $10 billion a month. So at some point, interest rates are ticking up, and that could affect home affordability here in South Florida. It's still a good time to buy.
Right. Do you think that the interest rates will ever go back into the double digits again?
You know, I hope not. So you hear stories from the old timers, you know, when they bought a house in 1980. But, you know, in 2005 and 6, when things were flying off the shelf, I mean, interest rates were in the sixes, and really nobody was batting an eyelid.
You know, the old timers, thanks. I was just thinking about that. I think it was about 1980, 81, when the interest rates were like 17%. And you know, I bought a place back then during that time, and I think my payment was like $700 or $800 a month back then, and my next door neighbor's payment, same house, same place, right next door, it was paying $300 a month, and that was because of those 17% interest rates. I hope it doesn't get back to that. What about the inventory control? Are the banks hanging tightly to homes right now, or are they going to hold on loosely?
Like it. Seems like it. I mean, I work a lot with Fannie Mae realtors, and they have some of the inventory, and it seems like the banks are holding back a little bit. You know, obviously prices have gone up a little bit, inventory's down, so demand is high. It'd be interesting to see what happens with the FHA loan limits and how that might take some momentum out of the housing market.
Well, yeah, but who has the input on that? That would be the banks, right?
Correct.
Yeah, of course. Why not? So what are some of the advantage of working with a direct lender such as yourself?
Well, I mentioned to you before, a direct lender is going to be having some loan programs that maybe a bigger bank might not have or might not necessarily be good at. As I mentioned before, I'm a Fannie Mae direct lender, so we have access to the Home Path program. I also do the 203K loan. And in this market where there's not a lot of inventory, you know, you want to make sure that you're approved with a lender that you can look at every house possible.
Right. And especially someone like yourself that has all that valuable knowledge tucked inside the old skull cap there, right?
I appreciate that.
Well, Shane, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today. Please come back and visit us again. If you want to take a look at their website, it's supremelending.com, SupremeLending.com, or you can contact Shane Turner directly at 561-289-2077. Thanks a lot, Shane. Appreciate it.
No problem. Best website for me would be floridaloanpro.com, and that's Florida spelled out, loan, LOANPRO.com.
You got it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. That brings us up to this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number is 561-351-8000, 561-351-8000. Our home this week is located in Riviera Beach, Florida. Just off Congress, it's a townhome with 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and a 1-car garage. It has new floors, fresh carpet, fresh paint. The walls are adorned with the Sound of Music, as far as I'm concerned. And there's a bonus room in this home that could be converted to the 4th bedroom or a den. It's a gated community located in Marsh Harbor, and it offers walking trails, lakes, pools, and a clubhouse. It's an FHA. Loans are accepted for this property, and if you qualify, this townhome could be yours for as little as $6,000 down. So to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. That's this week's Spotlight Home, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For more information, feel free to give her a call. Again, 561-351-8000. Well, Reach Radio's second stage is about to launch, so stay with us, and we'll introduce to you Reach's newest addition to our stellar staff, and of course, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our top-notch substitute teacher and show producer, Steve Cody. Steve, welcome to the show. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Alan. Here's today's Reach News headlines. If Congress does not intervene, South Florida homeowners working on short sales could get hit with a big tax bill this year. The Mortgage Forgiveness Debt Relief Act expired on January 1st. Through the 6-year-old act, homeowners given relief on unpaid mortgage debts from lenders did not have to include the savings as income or tax returns. That applied to short sales, balance reductions, or foreclosures. Now, despite bipartisan support for an extension, Congress let the act expire. It could still decide to extend the act retroactive to January 1st, so stay tuned. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement arrested Robert Allen Tribble Jr. and Mary Revelor Chavez, both of Jupiter, on charges that they illegally took possession of foreclosed properties and then rented or leased them to unwitting homebuyers who had no idea that they didn't own the properties. Police say they illegally took possession of 35 bank-owned properties worth $7.5 million using fraudulent quick claim deeds, and then they advertised the properties as for rent or even for sale. Deposits and rents and mortgages ranging from $2,500 to $20,000 were collected from more than 50 unsuspecting victims in Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. The scam allegedly involved more than 50 victims in those three counties with a loss of about $8 million. Now, here's what you need to know, even if you're thinking of renting or buying in South Florida. Real estate expert Deidre Newton says your best defense as a buyer or a renter is to slow things down on this important business transaction. There are three major red flags. If the seller demands cash for a down payment, that's a red flag. If the seller is rushing your decision, so is that. And if the seller refuses to put any part of the agreement in writing, that's a problem too. What you do is Google and look for the seller's name. Talk to a neighbor. Get more of a feeling of the area and perhaps even track down the property on the internet. The more you know, the better off you are. Now, since May of 2012, the housing market has seen significant improvement in prices. In Florida, the turnaround is very clear. New residential construction abounds on the Florida West and East Coast. And as the total U.S. population grows, there are more and more households being formed. And children eventually establish their own home when they grow up. As prices rise, the investment aspect of home ownership becomes increasingly more attractive to those looking for investment opportunities. And as the economy gets better and better, banks become a bit less squeamish about lending. And the credit terms become a little bit easier for the average person. They also are able to lend at higher interest rates. And buyers often fear those higher rates could hit them in a year or two after they close on the mortgage. The recent rate rise didn't dampen housing sales, however. In Florida, we also benefited from that follow-the-leader type behavior. Northerners move to Florida, their friends come down to visit, and then they, too, are looking for a place to buy before the prices rise even higher. Now, no doubt, there are some snowbirds who are lamenting not having purchased last year or having sold too low. They might be surprised by the rise in sales and in rental prices since the end of last season. According to the National Association of Realtors, the total existing national housing inventory at the end of November of 2014 was over 2 million existing homes available for sale. So those homes are out there ready for you, and it would behoove you to go do some shopping. That's all we have for now. Now back to LFA, Al Mason.
Thanks. Wait a minute. We have to back up just a second here. Renting foreclosed homes?
Can you believe it? Can you believe?
That's almost genius.
Evil genius.
Well, evil. Okay, I'll go with evil genius. My gosh. You know, what's the word? You can't say it on the radio. What nerve they have,
yes,
or whatever. You have to be a special kind of person to go out and do something like that.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we have the information for people to avoid having that happen to them. Because how would you know if you,
absolutely,
didn't, if you didn't do your due diligence?
Did it say how they got caught?
No.
Well, I guess they didn't want to.
Obviously,
that
they
out.
Did because they're in the big bar house.
They're in the pokey, yeah, and it's not a house that we rent to them. Oh, that's pretty good. Well, joining us in the studio today is the newest addition to the Reach family, and it's Akonda Southall. Comes from the Neighborhood Housing Services of South Florida, that's located in Miami, Florida, where she spent most of her time counseling those facing foreclosures, and she taught home buyer education courses for the Middle Georgia Community Action Agency. Akonda, welcome to Reach Radio.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's great. So you're the new kid on the block is what they say, right?
I am.
What brought you down to South Florida from a sunny, cold Georgia?
Well, you know, I'm originally from Florida, but I came back home, basically.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I got it. All right. So you went away to get some education. Well, I know that Pat is a pretty smart cookie there, and she chose you for a reason, and it's probably because you're good at what you do, right?
I will say, yes, I am very, very good at what I do.
Well, you had an amazing 90% save rate working on those facing foreclosure in their homes. Who'd you have to beat up to get that done?
Well, it's because of my experience and knowing what the lender is looking for, I'm able to dissect the situation with my clients and find out how we can work together to get a resolution.
Okay, say that in Creole.
Imperial Pali.
You speak Creole. How cool is that, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, when we say our classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole, you're the Creole person, right?
That's me. I will be the teacher for that.
Wow. Where'd you learn that? Is that native language or?
Yes. Actually, my parents are from Haiti, and they taught me Creole when I was growing up.
Nice. I've been in Haiti. That's a heck of a place over there. And I had my own gun, too, so just it's not that bad. It's a nice place. So your function at REACH is going to be what?
I will be the housing counselor, also the marketing specialist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll be doing.
Well, let me tell you, folks, I have a face for radio. Elkanda doesn't. She's a very beautiful girl, and if you needed to get some training, she'd be the one that could do it. What about all these new programs that REACH has coming up now? Are you familiar? Did they run all that by you?
Yes, we have the home buyer education courses that we'll be having soon, actually one coming up in January 26th.
Right. We'll be talking about that later. Right?
Yes. And also we have the loan modification and other stuff like the budgeting and the credit counseling.
Now, these courses, you need to take those to be qualified in the HUD family and the HUD loans, right?
Especially the down payment assistance. Yes, you have to take the home buyer education class. Yes.
Well, we have a bundle. I told the folks about it earlier today, the foreclosure and modification counseling, the post-modification counseling, the six-hour first-time home buyers course that we'll talk about later. But you specialize in foreclosures. So if you're facing foreclosure, the bank has sent you that notice, Elkanda will be the person you want to listen to, right? And I said D, didn't I? I'm so sorry. Elkanda.
That's fine. Yes, amongst the other counselors, I would be one of them that you would speak to concerning a modification if you're facing foreclosure.
So what do you tell them? Give me a little sneak preview of what the class might be.
Well, we basically let them know that if they get any correspondence from the lender, to not be afraid to speak to the lender. And if they have any questions, to come to us, and we'll be able to assist them because we're very knowledgeable about what to do in a case like that, depending on your cases.
That's the biggest fear. Mort Ages talked about that in one of his rants one time. Don't be afraid to call the lender. They're just other people on the other end of the line, and they're there to inform you. And you need that information. How do you counteract any of that? What do you say to them when you call them up?
Well, I basically find out what the situation is, where the client is as far as how far they're behind on their mortgage. And then we run down with the situation and their budgeting and to see what program they may qualify for.
Or maybe what happened. Right? Because people don't get into a mess like that for no reason. Something has to go wrong.
Exactly. We relate that to the lender, letting them know their hardship, whether they lost their job or are reducing their hours and income. We let the lender know, and then moving forward, they look for a possible program that they might qualify for.
And that works, too. It seems like, you know, most people would say they're not compassionate people at all. All they care about is the money. That's not exactly true, right?
That's not exactly true, but it's all about communication. If you don't communicate with them, it makes it more hard for them to assist.
Right. Yeah, sure, because everybody's in the dark, and that's no good. You know, like they say, advertising is like kissing a girl in the dark. You know what you're doing, but nobody else does, and that's not good. So you also specialize in the back-to-work education program. That's a one-hour course, right?
That is a one-hour course for those who've already had their home foreclosed on. So what we do, FHA has a new program if they wanted to buy again. So we counsel them and let them know what the program entails and what if they qualify for it.
So we kind of like hold their hand, right? If you know of someone that is having a foreclosure problem and they don't know what to do about it, I would suggest that they call REACH at 855-48-REACH, a little shameful plug that I threw in there for our phone number. But no, the good folks at REACH know exactly what they're talking about, and you're listening to our newest counselor right now who has a lot of experience. Elkanda Southall is her name, and don't be afraid to ask for her if you call the 855-487-3224 number, and you're there full time, right?
I am, yes.
Brand new gig, huh? So all of these items, these courses and everything, like we said earlier, they total up to, what, $235 in value. And you can pick that up for a $99 membership fee. That's an annual fee, right?
That's correct.
And how many times can you take the courses?
You need to only take them once.
And you got it. Right?
And then you have it.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, the two credit checks all by itself, what's the normal value? $20 to run your credit, right?
$20 only. And, you know, it's more than that out there. I believe it's like a savings of $40, and you get two.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so it's a twofer. It's happy hour at Reach.
Yes, what you said.
Call up and get your credit check. Well, you know, that's an important part. If you don't have that number and you can't stay on top of that, you're in real trouble. So what's your most favorite save story? You have somebody that you helped save their house?
Yes, actually, I had a client back in Georgia. She was behind in her mortgage for like 24, 25 months.
Wow.
That's a total of 2 years plus. So she was, you know, in a panic rage. And my main thing is, let's not panic. Let's just try to stay focused as much as possible so we can try to see what we can do to help you save your home. And to sum it all, we was able to save her home. And she was able, she came from a $1,400+ mortgage to like $800.
Oh, yeah, because you do a little reduction in there, too. And that's, what's that, the HARP program? Or
That's part of the HAMP program.
Yeah.
Right.
What's that? Say what that is. That's an acronym. Boy, I tell you, we have acronyms up the wazoo here.
It's part of the Making Home Affordable program. So what it is if they qualify, most of the time their interest rate goes down. So that's what happened in her case.
Right. So that's like a forgiveness. Is she a single mom, or how did that?
She's not a single mom, but her husband had lost his job.
Right.
And she had older kids, but they, you know, they moved away. So it was just her and her husband. And she was the only only breadwinner in the house. So it caused a extreme hardship.
Right. I hear a lot in the news lately about that. It seems now that roles are reversing. The guys are becoming stay-at-home dads, and the moms are out working. And it's a hard place to work right now in this economy and the way things are going. So you might need a little assistance to help stay in your home. And like you said, 24 months?
Was it? I think it was about 24, 25 months. I know it was a little bit over 2 years.
Wow, that's a long time to not be making. I imagine the phone calls were coming like crazy. Or when we get involved, when Reach gets involved in that, do those phone calls from the bank stop?
Okay. Not necessarily, sometimes, but we do let them know that they will continue to receive correspondence from their lender. I mean, it's not that we're not working on it, but that's just their system automatically generates letters and bills to them.
Yeah, that's how the gears roll.
Exactly. That's how it's system.
It's not much we can do about it. Well, Kondo, we have a hard break that we have to take right now. You wouldn't mind staying around through the break, and we'll talk about what's coming up in the next 2 or 3 years, right?
Sure.
Good. I appreciate that. So, when we return, we'll be finding out what the heck is going on for 2014. So stay right there. You're just 10 feet away from a 2-foot bridge that crosses a 4-foot river. I think that's 16 feet to get to the other side, right? Okay, hang on. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? Don't understand all the numbers and the housing language? You've seen all the housing problems and are just afraid to make the next move. After all, this is the biggest purchase of your life. Reach out to the good folks at Reach, a HUD-approved housing counseling agency. Their trained staff will walk you through and stay with you until you get into your home. If you're in a home now and have made some mistakes, they're there to help. Their mission is to inspire and motivate you to achieve or maintain the dream of home ownership through education, counseling, and grant assistance. They're your Florida community friends. Reach out today. They'll reach back, and you'll be glad you did. Call 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, or email housing@reachforhousing.org. Check out our webpage, reachforhousing.org. That's the number 4, housing.org. We're there for you.
Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Joining us now is Elkanah Southall. Elkanah, thanks for staying around and sharing that valuable knowledge with our listeners. You have a lot to share.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're glad to have you as part of the Reach family. Folks, we're growing. Reach is getting bigger. I think there's plans. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Eh, what the heck. I think they're getting ready to open up a Miami office, right?
I'm not sure exactly, but that might be in the works.
They said don't say anything about that yet, right? Well, you know, what are you going to do? I can't help. You know, we talked about many programs that are available to Reach Radio listeners, and of course, anyone looking to find buy a home of their own needs a little help and a little direction. So how do you see the housing market? And you're pretty close to that. You know what houses are available. We have a pretty big inventory of homes, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And what I would like to say is that it's a good time to buy. So I would encourage everyone to start getting yourself ready, go around shopping around, because it's a great time to buy right now.
Really? Well, you know, we talked earlier with Shane, and he was telling us that the banks are kind of holding back properties and stuff like that. You know, folks, that doesn't really affect us at Reach because we have our own properties. We have, I think the last I heard was about 95 properties.
We do. Yes.
And they're homes and condos and
townhomes, yes.
Everything. Folks, if you're looking for a home and you need a place to live, this Reach is the place to call. I'm going to do another shameless promotion here. Reach, 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224, and ask for Elkanah. She'll help you out, right?
Yes, I'll be your girl.
So are you working on the workshop that's coming up on the 26th?
Yes, actually I am. Yes, the 26th
of January.
Sunday, yes.
Yeah, it's a Sunday, right, the last Sunday, I believe, is what they call it. But so how do you have you purchased a home down here yet?
I'm looking to buy, actually.
Let me give you the number to call. It's 855. Call Reach, for crying out loud. They'll help you out. And you know, we talked about all the courses that we have to offer. And which one did you say was the most essential course that they would have to go through?
That would be the Home Buyer Education Workshop. That is required, like I said before, if you're requesting down payment assistance, which is a government funded. So if you want to apply for that, you will need to take that 6-hour course. That is mandatory.
Right. Now, all by itself, that course is $35, right?
That's $35. But again, if you take advantage of the membership fee of $99, then it goes, you'll save a lot because you'll want to take the budgeting class, which help you to budget your finance. And then you have, you know, mortgage 101 counseling. That's another savings. So it is very important to take advantage of that so you can take all the courses you need. And also, your credit check.
Right.
You'll get your credit report. So this is very important.
That's a $40 value right there, just right, to get that. And we keep it pretty private. Nobody else gets a hold of it. So, you know, when right, you're dealing with Reach, we're all HUD-approved counselors, and we're a HUD-approved agency. So
we're a HUD-approved agency, HUD-certified counselors, yes.
Right. So that down payment deal, tell me a little bit about that. What kind of money will they give you?
It depends. I believe there's a $5,000 down payment. It depends. And they'll assist you with that, but there's some stipulation that comes with it. So, again, that's taught and explained at the Home Buyer Education.
Right. And again, say that in Creole. I love that language. I put her on the spot. She's getting embarrassed. Come on.
Well,
tell the good folks to come and call Reach and
yes,
do that in Creole.
Call us.
We'll do that in Creole.
Really, no reach, s'il vous plaît, merci.
There you go. I like it.
That was very short.
Well, if you need to get a hold of Akanda, you could call her at 855-48-REACH and press 0 for the operator, and they'll hook you right up. Or you can go to the website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number 4housing.org. Thank you for staying with us, and we're glad you came by. All right, up next, Carlton Thompson answers the question that's on everyone's mind this winter, and it's guess who's coming to dinner. So stay tuned, because we're riding along in your automobile with no particular place to go. That's how we roll here on Reach Radio.
Ain't got no home, I know ain't wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, no place to roam. Ain't got no home, no place to roam.
You're listening to Reach Radio, and I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, working as hard as possible for you, our listeners. You know, if you're looking for a home, we were talking all about that with Akonda. She's really great. I'm glad she's part of our team. But if you're looking for a home and you need a helping hand, please plan to attend Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop coming up this January the 26th. Every fourth Sunday of the month, that would be, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Reach hosts their first-time homebuyers workshop at their home office located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. When you complete this HUD-certified workshop, you will have a real understanding of the home buying process, and you will be able to accurately determine just how much you can afford to pay for your new home. For additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyers workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-R-E-A-C-H or 855-487-3224. There is a $35 fee for this special workshop, unless, of course, you want to join the membership program, and then it's all-inclusive. But that includes lunch and beverages. So Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, and lenders. They're here to assist you in purchasing your first home. And as I said earlier in the show, here's a useful tip. A first-time home buyer is defined by HUD as someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. We call it HUD's Second Chance Home Ownership Program, so there's no excuse not to attend this valuable first-time home buyer's workshop. It starts January the 26th. I'll get that out, starting at 1 p.m., wrapping up at 7 p.m. Reach headquarters, again, are located at 8409 North Military Trail in Palm Beach Gardens. It's in the South Lake Shopping Center, about a mile short of North Lake Boulevard. To enroll, call them toll-free. Add the number again, 855-48-REACH or 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in Spanish, English, and Creole. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest and landscape control freak. He's been in the business for more than 23 years. He is a specialist in turf management and chemical treatments. Carlton, welcome again to Reach Radio. Thanks for taking your time out this Saturday and joining us.
How you doing, Al?
I'm doing good. How's it? Are you in Tampa today, or are you up in Ocala, or are you in California?
Today I'm in Ocala. I thought I was going to be in Gainesville, but the weather kept me in Ocala.
Well, there's a lot of landscape to take care of, and I guess the big question on everybody's mind this spring is, who's coming to dinner on our landscape plate? We got some bug problems coming.
Well, you got to watch out for those pesky chinch bugs. They like to come in and tear up your lawn before you know it.
Well, what did they thaw out? Where do they come from? How are they bugging us?
Well,
no pun intended.
They actually, a lot of people don't realize they have wings, and when people, you know, the neighbors get their yard mowed and the lawn guy drives down the street, sometimes they can just blow right off the truck. As simple as that.
Wow.
Get in your yard, and then they start multiplying almost like fleas.
Well, you know, we talked earlier, and you said something about, you know, coming out of the winter months where everything kind of looks brown and not so green, and we move into the spring, and there's still some brown spots, and what, would that be frostbite, or would that just be the chintz bugs?
Well, there's a way to distinguish that. Frost is going to be brown from the tip down, where chinch bug, the whole blade is going to be brown along with the stolon or runner that's running across the top of the lawn.
Wow, you just blew me away with that. I didn't know that. So the top, the tip of the grass blade is brown, and that means...
Yeah, that's going to be frost damage. It's going to be from the tip down. It's basically the chlorophyll is falling down towards the bottom of the plant. It may even give it a purplish color to it.
Does that go for the plants, too, or is that just the grass?
Mostly just the grass here, but plants work in a similar fashion, but they usually will go deep purple to black if they're cold sensitive.
I know there's a lot of gardeners, I guess would be the correct phrase, and they want to take care of their plants just as much as the next guy, and that's what they would look for in the plants, the brown or purplish look?
Yep, and that's not as bad as it seems. As long as it's just in the blade there, it's damaged, it'll grow out, and you can mow it out as things warm up and the spring comes along.
First you have to get rid of them, right?
Well, that's for frost damage. If it's chinch bug, you need to spray those out. You got to get rid of it first, and then that's probably not going to come back. Chinch bugs usually have catastrophic damage.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they could fly. That's kind of bizarre. So they could patch up your lawn. Maybe that's why we see a patch here and a patch there, right?
Yep, they like dry, hot areas. So any raised area in the lawn that can't retain moisture as well in our sandy soils or along the sidewalks, driveways, streets, things like that.
Well, is that something that we can do? Like you go to one of the stores and buy a can of whatever, and you pour it in and spray it with your hose?
Well, you say go to a store. I don't like to go to the store. They got all kinds of chinch bug products, but basically what you're buying, you want to look at your active ingredient. One of the better controls is bifenthrin, but if you get into those box stores, you're buying 0.34% active ingredient. I like to stop by a little secret place called John Deere Landscapes and pick me up some cross-check. 7.9% bifenthrin. That'll take control of them.
Bicentrin?
Bifenthrin.
Oh, okay. Go ahead and spell it.
now. You spell it this time. I spelled it last time.
Yeah, I don't think so. Bifenthrin.
Bifenthrin.
Okay. All right. Now, how safe is it to walk on the lawn after they've been sprayed?
Once it's dried, you'll be fine.
Oh, okay. So not a big deal. All right, great.
Yep, but you'll probably want to spray it twice. Read the label. You'll probably want to spray it twice. And you got little nymphs in there that are going to be coming around, and they hide in the sheath of the blade of grass, so they won't get the contact.
I got you. So spray it twice.
But you want to use bifenthrin, bifenthrin.
All right. Well, I promised I wouldn't keep you on for any more than 28 seconds, so we're done. We appreciate you coming on and giving us all the great information. That's all the time we have left for us today. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us, and we want to thank the REACH staffers for stopping by, and our guests, of course, were just great as usual. That's what we do. If you want to take a look at the REACH Radio Show archives, it's reachradioshow.com, or you could call REACH at 855-48-REACH. We'll see you next Saturday from 1 to 2. Be sure and tell your friends about the show. We're having fun helping kids.
I know a blade wrong. Ain't got no home. I know a face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.